As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Seinfeld music coming your way on a beautiful Tuesday morning.
Is Travis Hunter the biggest bust potential in this draft?
I'd say so.
Probably with name recognition. That's what my other answer was. Like, yeah. If you're going up number one overall, like, you're just either... Like, what does Cam Ward have to do to not bust? Like, what's he have to do to, like, consider not a bust? Like, if you're not a bust, like, he goes out there and has, what, 3,500 yards, those for like 20 touchdowns and like 15 interceptions. You're cool with that,
that'd
right?
Well,
that's exceptional.
Yeah, that's good. But like, don't we just judge quarterbacks based on championships? And if he never wins one, is he considered a bust? I mean, I don't know what people judge busts on anymore. I really
never
don't
want to be a bust.
Well, yeah. Like, but I don't know what people judge it on. You know, how are we judging whether or not? I think it's just the eye test. I don't think it's something you think about or have a list of what, you know, you just know whether or not somebody busted out or not.
Yeah, how long they're there, some stats, maybe some wins. Yeah, probably like right, nothing definitive.
Like if Caleb Williams has a year like he had last year or this year.
That's, we're getting into.
Then you have the bust alarm going off.
Well, how long do you give somebody before they become a bust too?
3 years.
Yeah, usually you should give them 3
quarterback
years.
Quarterback or every position?
Quarterback for sure.
Quarterback especially, I'd say.
Wide receiver, you basically have 1 year depending on where you're drafted. Because what is it, Quentin Johnson for the Chargers?
Yep.
Out of TCU?
Yep.
Is that it? Quentin Johnston?
Quentin Johnston.
Quentin Johnston?
It's Johnston, yeah.
He's
considered
a bust.
Well,
absolutely.
He drops everything thrown in his general direction. I mean,
like his first year was where he was drafted. I think that's the other thing. It's like where you're drafted. Yeah, that's why quarterbacks are always on the bust watch because they're always in the top 10 picks.
But I think Travis Hunter is going to be watched a lot this year, right? Like the spotlight's going to be bright on him. Cam Ward, they're going to say, he plays for Tennessee. They don't have a coach. And then,
how many years did Johnny Manziel get? 3?
Did he get that?
I don't know.
He partied himself at the league.
They literally couldn't roster him anymore. He was just being.
Yeah, that he busted himself on that one. I mean, that was all the partying that kicked him out of the league. So I don't know. How long does an offensive tackle get?
You get moved to guard probably by the end of year 2 if you're not performing.
And then you're considered a bust, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Unless you're a good guard, I don't know. Like, is it a bust if you become a great guard? Like, is Kingsley a bust if he becomes a great left guard?
Well, can you have a bust after the first round was
that's
my next question.
Yeah, that's another good question.
Can you be
a
bust?
So.
You know?
I think so. Because I consider Sky Moore a bust.
Okay. Yeah, but, I mean, he just didn't perform.
Yeah.
I mean, but what if he goes out there and performs this year, you know?
That's true.
Everybody's talking about, hey, we need a wide receiver. Why can't this guy get better? We never believe our guys can get better. It's always like, oh, okay, this guy's never going to be good. Well, why not? Why can't he get good? Maybe he figures it out. You know, somebody has an epiphany, and all of a sudden, you get a little bit older, you wake up, and you realize what you have to do to have success, you know, in the league. And so that's why when people give draft grades, like the draft grades will come out, we'll all look at them, go, what do we get, what do we get, what do we get? And we won't know in a couple of years. You want to know how a draft grades out, go back and look at the draft grade the Chiefs got in 22. I can't think it was an A. Mm-hmm. Now you go back and you look at it and go, that's an A++++. Like it's a Christmas story, you know? Like, so that's one of those things that, like, it's so hard to determine. You got to give these guys time, but in this instant gratification society, we wanted it yesterday. We want Cam Ward to have already won the Super Bowl, and he hasn't even been drafted yet. So
I would say Ryan Leaf got 3 years. Because he was terrible his first year, obviously, yeah. Then he had the injured
shoulder. So was Peyton, though.
So then Ryan Leaf, like, blew his shoulder out or something happened in his second year in 99. And then in 2000, he was terrible again. He went 1-8. They called it a day, and his career was over. When drafted was, 98, done in 2000.
So when did he yell at that reporter and scream?
I think that was year one.
Was that year one?
It might have been year two, because year one, he played 9 games. Year two, he played 9 games. Well, he played in 11, started 9 games in both years. Had a combined record of 4-14.
Yeah, one of the great busts of all time. No question. Yeah.
Him and Jamarcus Russell are probably the top two when it comes to quarterback busts.
Yeah.
Because wasn't Jamarcus number one overall?
I don't know.
Maybe not.
He was definitely a first-round pick, but he was all into that purple drink and not like they gave him a blank video cassette or something to go watch, and he didn't watch it, and like just terrible.
Yeah. And then the shoulder injury, which would be the catalyst of Ryan Leaf's career, because then he would, you know, seep into addiction and pain pills and all
that. It's a very sad story.
And he's talked about it a lot, so yep. I'm proud of him to bring that actually to the truth. But
It needs to be talked about because so many of these guys in the NFL become addicted to pain meds, and there's nothing anybody wants to do about it except give them more pain meds.
So your girl, Kay Adams, had a tweet this morning. Says, good morning to the major shift in the Shedeur Sanders odds this morning. Steelers now the favorite. Giants second. Saints down to fourth. Saints were favored for weeks and weeks on FDuel Sportsbook. So FanDuel Sportsbooks are shows, obviously, on the FanDuel Sports Network. Pittsburgh at plus 310. Giants at plus 350. Cleveland at plus 360 for Shedeur Sanders.
Who are the Saints going to have a quarterback this year?
Derek Carr.
If he can play.
Well, that's the thing. Like, yeah. If you're Spencer the Rattler. So
what's that tell you about Shedeur Sanders?
I mean, that's a great follow-up, Dusty. Seriously, like, if you're a team that doesn't have a quarterback, which New Orleans does not right now, and you're not even interested in Shedeur Sanders and you're a top 10 pick, well, he may slip all the way to Pittsburgh. Or the NFL's machine is in operation and they're directing him to Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Which...
I mean, it sounds like Pittsburgh's out on certain quarterbacks because they haven't made a decision and they don't plan on doing that anytime soon, according to the interview they had on Pat McAfee. But, I mean, we talked about it a couple weeks ago. I feel like Tomlin's the kind of guy to be like the stepdad to Shedeur Sanders.
I think it would be a great relationship. I think Deion being around that program would be great.
Because, yeah, like, Deion's always going to have your back. He retires your number for a putrid record, and for whatever reason, they do that at Colorado now, I guess.
It doesn't matter, though. He's a game changer at Colorado,
If I'm Shiloh, I'm like, where's mine?
Yeah,
they're giving you.
Yeah, they've changed that whole program. I don't have a problem with them retiring that number. He means a lot to that university and what that university has become because of those guys. I mean, like, that's college stuff where he's important to you as a university. He may not be important to the general public, but every professional team has people's numbers who shouldn't be retired.
Yeah, there's one in Kaufman.
There's one. Yeah, Frank White.
But I mean,
there's some Chiefs you look up. They're like, and you know, like, who's that guy, right? But he's important to the franchise. Like, I'm sure if you look up at the Chiefs Ring of Honor, if you're not a Chiefs fan, you see some of those names. You're like, I don't recognize any of those guys. But then somebody explains why they're up there and what they've meant to the organization and how important they were to the organization. You're like, oh, okay, I understand why you retire, you know, that number. So that's where Shedeur Sanders is in all this. People are like, oh, Tim Tebow. Now, that's Florida's problem for not retiring Tim Tebow.
No, the obvious answer is his number was retired because he's the coach's son. And if that's like, if nobody sees that, then that's on you. That's the reason why his number's
retired. But if the coach wasn't there and his son wasn't there and Travis Hunter wasn't there, Colorado would be in like the MAC.
I'm the biggest Colorado activist. I love Colorado. What did Shedeur actually do to Colorado? Like, what other than
brought hope or brought excitement?
Didn't win anything.
It doesn't matter though. They changed the whole landscape of that university.
But when you retire a name,
I totally disagree. It's all about what that person did for you and did for your organization.
But they didn't do anything. If they won a bowl game or they had a winning record,
you're missing the point. You're missing the point on this one. Yes, you are.
I told you the reason his jersey retired because his dad's the coach.
And I'm telling you the reason his jersey's retired is because they were part of a renaissance that brought that football program back from the dead
because of his dad.
that.
So what? Retire his name too.
They will eventually.
If you are important to a university or a team and they retire your number or put your name on a ring of honor, that's up to that university. I didn't go to Colorado. You didn't go. Nobody did in this room went to Colorado. So we can't talk about the impact that he had. I mean, that university changed its moniker to Primetime. Like, their enrollment is at record highs.
Of that is because of Shador Sanders.
But it's because he was part of that team. He was the catalyst of that team. He was the main guy on that team. I have no problem with them retiring his number at all. I think more schools should do that.
Second main guy on that team.
I mean, you brought up to me about Todd Reesing, and I go, yeah, Kansas should retire his number, because for 2 years, that guy was Kansas football, sold out the stadium, brought football back. People were excited about it. You had a major impact on a program. Your number should be retired.
Their first Heisman Trophy winner didn't even have his jersey retired.
Well, that's on them.
But it's again, his number is retired because they 100% were going to put Travis Hunter's up there. He actually won a Heisman, you know, one of only, what, two players in Colorado's history to do so.
Yep.
Accolade, well done. And then it's like, well, they're friends and they're boys and we're going to do it together. And why are they going to do it? Because I said so and I'm his dad.
Yeah. Okay. That's kind of the way it is. I don't have a problem with that. I just don't think one has anything to do with the other. Like, Tim Tebow's number's not retired in Florida, therefore Shador Sanders' number. No, that's Florida's fault. Like, how do you not have Tim Tebow's number retired if you're the University of Florida? Do you have Urban Meyer in your ring of honor?
Should Cordell Stewart be retired for Colorado?
Sure.
Did way more for the program.
Absolutely. Like, just because it hasn't been done doesn't mean it shouldn't be done. Like, and new coaches come in, they change things all the time. I mean, ask Steve Spagnuolo when he went into St. Louis and took down all the stuff and people were mad. And you know, like, come on, man. Like, certain things and certain people matter to certain organizations, and how they celebrate them is up to them. You know, it's not up to me as a Kansas guy to tell Colorado whose number to retire. I don't know what kind of impact they truly had on that program, but I can see it from afar. It's been a huge impact for that university.
I have a quick question. What if in 5 years they're back? Dion left. He's in, you know, whatever. Name your school. And Colorado's back to being what they were. But forever, Travis Hunter and Shador are
in two of the greatest years of our lives as Colorado fans.
Okay.
It is. It's two of the greatest years of our lives as Colorado fans.
I would just say it takes away from what you're saying, because they didn't build anything.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Train to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Train to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, that's not my fault after they leave and things go to pot. I can't help what the guy does after Andy Reid or what the guy did after Marty Schottenheimer or, you know, like that kind of stuff. I mean, no. I just think if somebody's important to your organization, you retire their numbers. I mean, go look at the Chiefs' Ring of Honor. There's a lot of people up there you go,
Yeah, but there's not a guy like Shador Sanders up there that won 8 games and lost 13, never won a bowl game, never had an outstanding statistical season, never had a record-setting season, never did anything.
Probably brought more money in for the University of Colorado to their endowment than maybe any other athlete has ever done.
Because of his dad.
So what? Then retire his name, too. Put it all up there.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Jackson State should retire the entire roster.
They absolutely should. I mean, that put them on the map.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. These people mean things to certain organizations. That's not my decision to tell them whether or not that's the right thing to do. You've done a lot for Colorado. There was nobody going to the games.
You're twisting words, because I'm not saying it's the right or wrong thing to do. I'm saying it doesn't make sense. I don't care what they do, quite honestly. Somebody made a great text. I go to people's houses. I look at their decorations. I don't say anything because it's not my house. I'm just telling you from a perspective of viewership of people, like, I'm not saying it's right or wrong. It's just like, really? Like, what did he, like, you're taking away and you're supporting the theory that everybody gets trophies. Because it's like, okay, well, then if that's the case, then the people that got third, fourth, and fifth in the race should be praised like the people that got first, second, and third. Travis Hunter's number should 100% be retired. He won the best award you could possibly win in football at Colorado. Shador Sanders did not win a bowl game, went to one playoff, never had a winning record.
Neither did Travis Hunter, though.
But he won a Heisman. That's an outlier.
I understand that.
That is an outlier.
But is Travis Hunter there if Shador Sanders isn't there?
No, Travis Hunter's there because Deion is there.
Well, we don't know that, though. We don't know that.
He went to Jackson State because Deion was there.
Because
Deion was there, and there's the anomaly that his son is just so happens to be the same age.
Yeah, but I don't know that to be the case. I mean, we don't know these things, man. Like, why? Who cares? If somebody wants to retire.
Bob Hamlin's number in the Royals Ring of Honor.
Well, he didn't do anything to deserve that.
That's okay, more than Shador Sanders.
Put
won.
Him in the Royals Hall of Fame, then. Sure.
At least he won an award.
You know? Put him in the Royals Hall of Fame. I don't care. Like, if you want to honor somebody, why do you care? Why does it bother you?
What do you mean?
But why does it bother anybody if Shador
because
Sanders...
Because my entire life, I've been told as a millennial that we give away participation trophies, and I say, yeah, I don't agree with that. This is 100,000% a participation trophy.
I disagree.
But you're wrong.
Yeah,
I'm not wrong.
He didn't do anything. You're right. Maybe he didn't have the numbers. He didn't have this. But he turned he's part of turning the university around, man.
If they were winners...
It doesn't matter. They're filling the stadium. Their endowments at a record high. Their enrollments at a record high. People
and that's
now
all because
know,
of Shador Sanders.
It's all because of these last 2 years in football. Yes, it is.
Okay.
100% it is.
So
look at the numbers before Deion was there.
There's my point.
And
before
then look
Deion
at the,
was there.
And, but Deion brought the players with him.
Exactly.
Like you're not getting these players brought in, and they're not doing these good things and bringing this enrollment to this level of where it is if Deion isn't there to bring these players in.
I'm just saying, you're from a generation that literally on this airwaves said that participation trophies should not exist. Victory losses that people always use in the NFL should not exist. They literally won nothing. I'm a huge primetime fan. My sweatshirt does not say Coach Shador, or does it say it's my time with Shador? It says Coach Prime. It has Deion's name on it. It just so happens that his son goes there. He made a rule where he's like, I'm going to put my son's number up there. For what? Because he's my son. And that's the explanation. There's no, okay, what numbers did he put up that are like egregiously awesome? None.
But I mean, we're also talking about the Miami quarterbacks in the break, and you're like, Vinny Testaverde named two others. We're like, you know, and then Ken Dorsey's like the third name that comes up. How many Colorado football players can people name?
Eric Bieniemy, Brian Westbrook, Cordell Stewart, Travis Hunter.
There you go. I mean, it's like
it's
you're
not
fifth,
a long list.
But I mean,
it's
that's not.
Not
the argument.
It's not. But when you retire a number, the meaning and the impact that a player had on it, like we're going in circles now here. So,
all right, draft odds.
All right. Which draft day highlight will be shown first? Brett Favre in his bedroom at -140
oh my
or Aaron Rodgers waiting at +100?
Oh,
who's the better guy? I don't know.
Oh, that's a... I'll take.
Why would Favre be in his bedroom? I'm confused.
Because we always show that picture. Yeah.
Picture of him in the draft day with the hat on.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. He's like wearing jorts, laying on the bed or something.
Aaron Rodgers waiting.
I'll go Brett Favre.
Okay. Which will be seen first? Cheesehead on a player at +200 or pizza in a draftee's home at -300?
Cheesehead on a player. Is that?
I don't think you can cheesehead on a player unless you're drafted by the Packers.
I was going to say, what did the Packers pick? Like 28th?
Probably,
27,
yeah.
Well, somewhere
probably
in there.
Mid-20s, yeah.
Because they lost in the first
round. But unless they make everybody wear a cheese head, because that's what you do in Wisconsin.
23.
Okay. Yeah, maybe. I would see that on a Packers, but I don't think it goes on another player. How many cheese heads will there be in attendance at the draft?
A lot.
There's apparently going to be 200,000 people.
They're saying 250,000 people when the city is set up to house basically 17,000 in hotel rooms. The numbers aren't right. I'm not buying this crap from the NFL. Who will be the player first traded during the NFL draft?
It's fun.
Jair Alexander +400. Mark Andrews +500 along with Trey Hendrickson. Jalen Ramsey +600, Kirk Cousins +800, and then you got Anthony Richardson, Dallas Goedert, Will Levis, DeAndre Swift, Kayvon Thibodeau, Breece Hall, Tyreek Hill, and Micah Parsons.
You said number one was A.J. Brown?
A.J. Brown's not on that.
No, it was Jair Alexander, who would be kind of cool because he is a Packer.
He's a Packer.
Yeah. That'd be interesting.
As a player getting traded? How is A.J. Brown not on the list? Like, that's the biggest name
because
of being traded.
Because everybody would be betting on him.
That's fair. So he's taken off. Okay. Give me Mark Andrews. Because they're going to draft a kicker. You watch. I don't know what round.
Yeah,
but they're definitely
drafting
a kicker in Baltimore because that guy's weird, allegedly. And then, I don't know, man. Because there was also an article out that they were going to trade Mark Andrews on the draft. Or there's a possibility they would trade him in the draft.
How? Why would they do that?
Can somebody explain that one to me? Did I miss something?
Isaiah Likely's really good, maybe, and that's they're ready for him to be the tight end one. That's my first thought.
He's
hurt.
Has he lessened his toe length yet?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, man. I mean, maybe Mark Andrews needs to get out after the way his season ended in Baltimore because of how.
Oh, that's right.
He had those two drops.
Hell, I'd go get him.
Well, or what you do is your Carolina. They love to trade. Don't they have the first pick in the third round? Trade your first pick in the third round and get Mark Andrews and the Ravens pick. And then you have a veteran tied in with Bryce Young.
It's a great pick. It's a great idea.
Loading up with Thielen and Mark Andrews.
That's a
lot to give up for Mark Andrews, though. A first pick in the third round. Yeah, I don't know if that's happening.
Yeah. But I guess the way that it did end is hard to overcome, man. Like, sometimes you have those bad endings and you got to go.
Yeah, I mean, you got to get out. Because he was getting, like, death threats.
I mean, it was bad. That's right. It was bad.
It was really bad.
I forgot
about
that.
Don't ever be those people, by the way.
No, terrible.
That's why I forgot about it. Those people suck, man. Seriously.
You go Kirk Cousins? Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a safe one.
Yeah, I have a weird feeling that quarterbacks aren't exciting, man. Jackson Dart, Shador, they're falling. I think Kirk's going to be.
Maybe that's part of the reason why. But if you're Atlanta, you're not trading Kirk Cousins to New Orleans, are you?
Why not? In division?
Yeah.
You're not scared of him. Yeah, you're not scared. Who's going to throw to?
Chris Olave.
What pick does New Orleans have? 9? If you're Atlanta, you can get the 9th pick for Kirk Cousins. You're doing that. I don't know. I don't know if New Orleans would do that, though.
I'll give you Kirk and a 4th, and we'll go up to 9. Swap first.
That's right. You got to do that, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of swapping.
Yeah. A lot of swapping.
That's how you get sore throat.
Uh-huh.
How many draft day trades? That's the next one.
Yeah, how many draft day trades will there be in round 1? The over-under is at 4.5.
Well, I'm taking the under there.
It's like Royals offense tonight.
Take
the under or 4.5.
You're going to take the under?
That feels like a lot.
Of total trades?
Yeah.
In the first
5?
Round. Just in the first. But I mean, nothing's happened
yet,
though.
He's not wrong, because once somebody does it, it's like when you were a kid in school and you finish your test quick and you're like, I'm going to wait until somebody else turns
theirs
in. And then someone goes, you're like, all right, now we're good.
Yeah.
And then it's like 2, 3, 4. Oh, everybody was done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but like you always see those runs, you know, too. Mm. Like there could be a run on trade. This is the latest it's gone without a first round trade in history of the draft. Who's to say we don't start swapping picks right away, man?
What was the article? I'm sure we saw the same things through the same algorithms on Twitter almost. But like, wasn't it like the last time it's gone this long was when Montana was traded to the Chiefs?
I did see something like that 93? Yesterday. Yeah, the last time it did go this long. Yeah,
it was Montana from San Francisco to Kansas City. Yeah. And then I remember J.J. Burden quote tweet. It was like, I remember when I got that call. I was on vacation. It was like, getting Joe Montana. Wait a damn minute. So, yeah, I go under on the 4.5. Like, well, I'd say there's probably 2.
Four and a half's a number, though, that's really big.
I know. It makes me think, like, okay, maybe I'm missing something.
Like, what do they know?
Yeah.
Zag. When everybody's just zag away from that.
Yeah. From
that's a lot of trades, man. That means if you take the over, you're thinking 5 teams are trading.
Five different trades.
You don't trade for what?
I mean, Tennessee would set it off. Because, like, that's what I'm hoping for in this boring draft this year, is that some sort of fireworks happen before anything happens. With the first pick of the draft, the Tennessee Titans are trading out of the first pick.
Like, I'd be shocked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get to that rumor coming up in our next segment about the possibilities of Tennessee trading that number one pick, because it's a glorious rumor that I absolutely love. I'll leave you on this one. Will there be a trade in the top 10 picks? Yes, -150. No, +110.
Dusty?
I'm going to take the yes, -150.
Me too. I think yes.
Because of what Bob just said.